With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The recent run-up of stocks back into record territory has been good for many companies, but there are still many blue-chip stocks that are stuck in bear market territory. We'll explain why and name names in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The strengthening economy and tight labor market are giving workers more confidence to demand employer concessions through strikes. And with the national unemployment rate at 3.9%, coupled with skilled workers and scarce supply, union officials say they have more leverage at the bargaining table and that workers are more comfortable with the risks associated with striking. In Los Angeles, about 31,000 teachers are threatening to strike, while union members at U.S. Steel Corporation have given the authority to strike if negotiations break down. Labor disputes have caused workers, excluding teachers, to miss 633,000 days on the job this year through August. That's up from 440,000 in all of last year. That's the word from the Labor Department. And if you include the wave of teacher strikes in the spring, there were more than 2 million days missed, the highest level since 2006. And a study from the University of Minnesota and the U.S. Census Bureau shows that married men make far more money than single men, single women, or married women. In fact, there's virtually no difference in wages between single workers of both sexes and married women. One reason for that could be that men tend to marry later than women, and so they're further along in their career by the time they tie the knot. Wages on average increase over time for both men and women, at least up until the age of 50, and men and women acquire more experience the longer they work, and therefore become more valuable and productive. While the U.S. stock market has raced to new records, happy days are not here again for a group of stocks that remain stuck in bear market territory. And Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani is here with details. So Akani, the stocks that have not risen with the broader S&P 500 are stuck mainly because of trade fears.
That's correct. For a lot of the stocks that we've seen who are at least 20% down from their 52-week highs or in bear market territory, they've cited issues with trade-related tensions. So they're saying that because of the tariffs, they might have to cut back on their profit outlooks for the rest of the year, or that they might have to scrap some projects that they had previously planned. And a lot of those stocks happen to fall in the industrial and materials sectors, which have been lagging behind the S&P 500 this year.
And these are some widely held stocks like Harley-Davidson, Stanley Black & Decker, and Caterpillar, which is a bellwether for the overall health of the economy.
Yeah, so that's why it's been interesting to watch these stocks continue to languish in bear market territory, even as the broader market has reached new highs recently. Analysts and investors that we spoke to were saying it really shows that even though the U.S. economy looks like it's on strong footing and the broader market is setting new highs, that investors are still wary of these risks that individual companies are facing because of the trade fight.
And this has really been a little bit of a specter on the horizon for investors for about 4 months. They have seen these fears bubbling up and growing, and so I guess that they're realizing one of their own biggest fears.
We've seen this evolution in what investors say ranks as the biggest tail risk to the markets throughout the year. So, you know, at the start of the year, people were really worried about inflation taking off and of central banks tightening policy too quickly. And then in the last four consecutive months, we've seen investors polled by Bank of America saying actually a trade war is now their biggest fear in terms of what could topple the market.
And so in addition to a lot of these industrial and material companies hit by trade fears, some commodities are getting caught up here as well. Plummeting copper prices have pulled some stocks lower.
Yeah, so that affects companies like Newmont Mining. It's off around 30% from its 52-week high. And it really sends sort of a twofold message there. I mean, one, the trade fight has affected commodities prices, and so that has the potential to more broadly affect companies in that sector. But two, the fact that copper prices are falling also suggests to many investors that the global growth outlook is starting to look a little bit less bright. So, I mean, that has the potential to affect companies, not just those that are mining commodities, but also any company that really has multinational operations.
And just to get back to our broader conversation, trade fear is not the only fly in the ointment here. There are also blue chip stocks that have drifted into bear market territory, but trade isn't necessarily the culprit.
That's right. And it's especially prevalent among the retail names that we've seen. So this year, a big theme in markets has been sort of Amazon's rise and the way that Amazon has disrupted many industries, among them brick and mortar retailers. And because of the competition that these companies have faced from online giants like Amazon, a lot of them have really struggled. And they're not necessarily saying that trade tariffs are adding to those pressures. They really are sort of predominantly saying it's the fact that our costs are rising, that we can't keep up with the prices that online retailers are offering, and that has been holding the group back.
And the stock market has punched through record levels in large part due to the performance of companies like Amazon, as you mentioned, and Apple, and very large companies like that. But there are risks that big tech companies also face if trade tensions get more heated.
That'll be interesting to see how that pans out, because so far, it seems like a lot of investors that we speak to think of the big tech stocks as being sort of immune from trade tensions. They sort of think of more industrial names as being on the front lines of this trade fight. But the fact of the matter is a lot of these big tech firms like Apple, Amazon, Facebook, they have global operations. And so there is the potential for tariffs, particularly if they hit things like manufacturing operations in China for Apple's goods, to trickle down into the results. So that'll be one thing that we'll all be keeping an eye on.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani joining us here in our studio. Akani, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.